Well, snow was the big winner in high school basketball this week as all games were canceled on Friday and moved to later times in the season. However, we were fortunate enough to catch up with 9 different coaches for this Saturday's edition of the High School Playbook.
Welcome back here on the High School Playbook. We're talking with head coach Lamar Rogers of the Clark Range Girls Basketball Program. Coach, 13-3 on the season, 2-0 in district play. Did fall to Cumberland County a couple of days ago back on Tuesday, 45-34, and we can start with that one. What did the Jets do well to kind of make it difficult for your girls?
Well, they've got a very solid basketball team, and they pressed us some. Basically for the game we had 18 turnovers, and we needed that to be 9. And that was a big part of the game. They pressed with the 1-2-1-1 press. We had a few turnovers around. And they played good man defense, and then they went to a 1-3-1, and we got trapped in the corner some and had some turnovers there. So they throw some different defenses on us, and we made some poor decisions some. But they've got a good team and a little bit more length than us. But I think we down 7 at the half. It might have been down 10 or 12 in the third. Then we cut it to 3 in the fourth. And then made a another defensive mistake and everything, but the coach I think said complimented us and said that none of the players that was on the team had beaten Clark Range before, so we didn't want it to happen, but it did, and we've got them again next Saturday, so I'm sure we can do a better job and we'll make some adjustments to try to help our defense also.
Well, your young girls, obviously, not quite as experienced as you might be used to, but obviously still playing some good basketball this year. You mentioned that game, learning a lot in that one. I kind of want to go back to before that for the Innisfree Hotels tournament, which you guys played down in Pensacola before that. Won 3 games down there. Kind of take me through that experience. What was it like for both you and for the team? And I guess it sounded like they played pretty good basketball down there.
Well, we really did. We had been down there at that tournament 2 years ago, and then last year they had, this virus and they didn't have it. But they had 44 teams down there, boys and girls both, and had a really good, we tried to do basketball and then have a good time also. And we played Breckenridge out of Kentucky High School, and they were 7-1, and they had some good players. We played really solid. I think we had a 12-point lead going into fourth. And they made a run at us. We won 57-54. And that's a very solid win. And then the next game, we played Vicksburg, Mississippi, which is, we've played a lot of out-of-state teams before over the years. And they had a very quick team. I think we was more fundamentally sound. We beat them 12, but it was closer than that. And they were 10-0 coming into the game. So that was a really good win for us all. So, and then we beat the host school, Gulf Breeze, out of Florida. And we, I think it was 11-8 the first quarter. We was ahead, but we finally started pulling away and won by 30. So we had 3 really good games. And actually, we had a great time. We ended up deciding to spend an extra day and enjoy that Florida sun a little bit. It's 77 degrees down there, so that was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, 77 down there. And you come back here, and, of course, we get all the snow. We get all the cancellations back on Friday, and your game gets canceled. So you got to get ready to go back into district play next Tuesday. Before we get there, though, Coach, a lot of times coaches will talk about how this one season is almost split up into 3 different seasons. You have kind of the preseason with the preseason tournaments and the non-district play and those Christmas tournaments. Then you have district play and then, obviously, the postseason tournament. In terms of how your team is playing right now as you guys get ready to get back into district play, how would you assess your team's performance so far?
Well, we're playing pretty solid. We're still a young team, a little bit too inconsistent. This next week, we have Pickett County at home choosing. That's a big rivalry for us. And then Thursday, we're making the Red Bull Springs game up and going to play it Thursday. And then Friday, we've got Wartburg, and Saturday, we've got Cumberland County again. So, we can play 3 in a row. We don't really like it, but our schedule, the following week we got 2 in a row. It's kind of got compacted and everything. We're trying to get the Red Bull Springs game in so the snow doesn't back it up more or the virus or anything. But We've got three different players down in Florida that took turns getting 20 points each game. So that's good. It shows we're very balanced with some other two averaging about 8 a game. Usually we say about the middle of January or something, we'll find out what kind of team we have by then. And, I think we're very solid. We're very versatile. The girls got a lot of grit about them where they can come back if we're behind in a game and everything. So overall, we're really pleased with 13-3. You know, we didn't want to lose any of them, but the next week or two, we're going to have a lot of basketball games, so that we'll use those games to improve and everything and get ready towards the tournaments when the fun starts and everything.
That's head coach Lamar Rogers with the Clark Range girls basketball program. 13-3, 2-0 in district play. They get geared up to get back into district play coming up on Tuesday against Pickett County. Coach, we appreciate the time.
Okay, thank you a lot.
This is the High School Playbook. We'll be back in a moment.
Welcome back on the High School Playbook. We're talking with head coach Rob Edwards of the Clay County Boys Basketball Program. Coach, 8-4 on the season, 2-0 in district play. And you guys haven't played some basketball back since December 29th. A little bit of a break this week. Back into school you guys go as well. And I guess with this prolonged break, what have you guys kind of been focusing on in practice? Has it kind of just been resting up, getting ready for some district play? Or has there been a focus in practice for you guys?
Well, we took some time off just because we've had some injuries and some illness, and we just thought the best thing to do would be to kind of separate everybody for several days. So we took some time off, but we're back in the gym this week and trying to get ready for a big game Friday at Pickett County.
You guys had a hot start to the season and have had a couple of losses since then, played in two Christmas Classics and played some really good teams in those Christmas Classics. Just kind of take me through those and the two losses, I guess. What was something that your team might have been able to do a little bit better? And obviously they weren't bad losses, two very good teams, close games. But what was something maybe the other team did well that you guys didn't do a great job of stopping them in?
Well, I think it was more of the physical aspect in each of those four losses that we've had. It's just those teams were a lot more physical than us, a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger. But at the end of the day, it's five guys, our five against their five. So we've got to learn that we have to match their physicality and their intensity, and I really think that's the biggest difference that we've seen in those four losses.
Coming into this season, obviously there's high expectations for you guys. You win the state championship last year. You come in, you have a hot start to the season. Now at this point in the season, especially with a little bit of a break, it might have given you some time to kind of reflect on how the season's been going. How do you feel the team has played, and maybe what's a couple of areas that you'd like to see them improve in as the season goes on?
Well, we kind of break it down into three seasons. You know, we have the season that we just finished right after Christmas, and now we're pretty much getting ready for the district season and then, of course, the postseason. So we're in season two right now is the way we look at it. And, we're focusing on getting better defensively. We need to rebound the basketball a little bit better, especially on the offensive end. We haven't shot it great. So, we need some second and third opportunities when we miss. And that's something that we've been working on pretty hard.
I guess kind of take me through that a little bit, at least in terms of the physicality. How do you coach that? How do you put drills in practice? Is it kind of just bringing the body bags out almost like in football practice and trying to toughen them up and hit them a little bit as they're driving through the lane or defensively just going at them pretty hard? What drills do you instill to try to turn up that physicality a little bit?
Well, we just make everything a little bit tougher as far as we'll put the defense at a disadvantage in some drills. Maybe start them out, down 5-0, playing to 10, and some things that we emphasize an offensive rebound is an offensive rebound counts 2 points, and then if you have an offensive rebound and a putback, it's 4 points. So just some things to kind of emphasize those little details that we're trying to work on. And trying to be a little bit tougher. But, yeah, we use the pads, too. We have some football pads that we use in practice, and we have some drills where we just, we'll put the pad in somebody's hand, and essentially they just whip one another in practice and try to get tougher.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun drill to me. I'm sure they probably have a little bit of fun with it as well. That's head coach Rob Edwards with the Clay County Boys Basketball Program, 8-4 on the season. Coach, we appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
This is the High School Playbook. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back on the High School Playbook. We're talking with head coach Jim Brown of the Jackson County Girls Basketball Program. Coach, 3-9 on the season. However, over the last four games, you guys are 3-1, starting to turn into a little bit better of a form. You get a big win against Trousdale County on Tuesday. Just kind of take me through what's been working well for you guys as of late.
Well, we just kind of started, everybody kind of understand their role and what they can and can't do, and seeing what we're best at defensively as well. So it's taken us a long time, but obviously, like everybody else, we've still got a whole lot of things to work on, but we have been playing much better lately.
Well, you beat a Trousdale County team the other night. Let's break that one down a little bit. It was a pretty good win for you guys, 44-31. What do you think the girls did well in that game? You mentioned it. It sounds like the girls are starting to find their roles a little bit. But in that game specifically, what did the girls do well?
We had pretty good balance in that game. Jacqueline A.G. scored well for us inside. I think she finished with 19. And then we got some pretty balanced perimeter scoring out of Aaron Davidson and Riley Thomas. I think they had 12 and 11 each. And then, defensively, we're starting to rebound a little better and limiting people to one shot. So, we were pretty slow paced and, low number of possessions, making the most out of them. And so when we keep our turnovers down, that's obviously big for us as well. And we only had 10 like that.
Coach, obviously you've been doing this for quite some time. You've got a lot of success. Has this almost been sort of a new challenge for you, not having the great start to the season? You turn it around a little bit here mid-season, and I guess for you, is it almost a new experience and a new way to learn coaching-wise for you? I mean, you've been doing it for quite some time. You've probably seen about everything, but is this year itself almost a new experience?
Well, everything's a little different. We struggled when I first got started in my career, and the last two or three years we struggled. To me, the fun part of coaching is I've always loved games and puzzles and stuff like that growing up, and that's the way I approach it. I mean, you try to figure out that solution that's going to make each team the best that they're capable of being, and so that's just kind of the process we go through.
Has there been any potion over the last couple of weeks? Like I mentioned, you guys 3-1 over the last four games, enjoying some success as of recently. What's been the change? Has there been a change in practice, maybe a change in personnel? Have you guys been doing anything differently to kind of go on a little bit of a run here?
Well, we had a really awkward summer and started the season. We had three kids leave the program right before the season started. And so basically everything we've done all summer, the team that I've got right now was really never on the floor together. So we basically this first part of the season has been pretty much like our summer would have been on figuring some things out and have had to move some people in some different places. So we're just now kind of getting to the point where I think, everyone is comfortable for where they're at on the floor. And so hopefully now we can make some progress and get a little better in those spots as well.
How do you feel they've played? Obviously, you mentioned it. You've been kind of learning them throughout this first part of the season. Now you're getting ready for this second part when district play gets ramped up. But in terms of how they've played and how you've learned about them, how they've learned about you, how do you think they've played through the first part of the season?
It's a great group of kids. And if they do anything, I ask them. I really enjoy coaching them. Our big thing is we were just really inconsistent. Especially after the first week or two, those first couple of weeks, we just were almost clueless as to what we were doing out there. But then after that, we just been inconsistent spots. Just couldn't put it together for 32 minutes. We'd have lapses and let teams make runs, and we're just not a team that can make up big runs. So just becoming more consistent has been the biggest key for us.
How do you do that in practice? Is there anything special you can do to try to take on that and try to instill some consistency throughout games? Or is it kind of just, the girls have to get some experience under their belt and kind of play through it as the games go on?
Well, you just got to stress it. It's got to be stressed every day. when mistakes are made, of, you know, that's the kind of thing we've got to avoid. We just can't let happen to us in games. And you know, make them understand by, you know, going back and looking at film, you know, hey, this time period, you know, we were successful and did well, but then this one little chunk of time, you know, basically cost us from winning that game. And then when they see the importance of it, you know, it seems like it keeps on their toes a little bit more than during a game.
How important is it to try to get started off on the right foot, especially with a young team? You're taking on a new team in the district. And how important is it to kind of get that first district win under both your belt and the girls' belt for the season?
Well, the way our district sits is York is clearly, you know, much stronger and better than the other teams in the district. So you really want to try to get in that number two or three seed to avoid them, you know, until you get into the district finals. So it's, you know, with this small district, these games are just extremely important to us that we can, you know, get in one of those seeds there at that two or three spot and stay away from them as long as we can.
That's head coach Jim Brown with the Jackson County girls basketball program, 3-9 on the season, but they're 3-1 in their last four games. Coach Brown, we appreciate the time.
Thank you. Appreciate all you guys do.
Head coach Jim Brown with Jackson County here on the High School Playbook. Welcome back here on the High School Playbook, talking with head coach Bobby McWilliams of the Upperman Boys Basketball Program. Coach, 6-6 on the season, 1-1 in district play. Back on Tuesday, beat a good Macon County team, 55-51. Rex Davis had a pretty solid game in that as well. 29 points for him. Outside of him and along with him, what did the guys do well in that win?
I thought defensively we were pretty good. Got into a little bit of foul trouble late in the game and put them on the free throw line a little bit too much. But other than that, defensively, I thought we were pretty good. Our energy level was good, and you know, I thought our focus was a lot better than it was a couple weeks ago when we played Jefferson County. So hopefully we're making good strides going forward about our focus. Our practices have been really good. So that's, as a coach, that's about all you can ask for.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned going back to that Jefferson County game. You guys have had quite a bit of time off. Even before that game, you had about 10 days off before the Jefferson County game. Then you had another week off before the Macon County game. What's something you guys were kind of focusing in on? And I guess kind of take me through the 10 days off. Did you guys practice a lot? Was it more kind of using it as rest time? What was kind of the focus during that time off?
Well, honestly, you know, we had traveled to Florida, went on a trip, and then got back, and we did take some time off. But we were looking forward to getting back in the gym to get some practice under us. You know, we got our football kids back really late this time, and to get them into the swing of things, we needed some practice. So we got that in, and I thought we made some headway there, but you know, with that 10-day lull, it's a little hard to get used to. You're just kind of almost like starting over as far as the games are concerned. But anyway, we used that time to kind of clean up some things with those guys. We did a lot of 5-on-5 scrimmaging during that time as well, just trying to get those guys in a little bit better game shape. But we also had to manage our rest because we've had some other guys, you know, Rex and AJ and Hayden, and those guys have been going since, you know, November and going at it hard with, you know, 6 or 7 guys in practice. So we had to manage that as well. But, you know, obviously whatever we were doing probably didn't do us justice. We came out really, really flat against Jeff County, and you know, as a coach, I guess that's my fault. But so I told them it wouldn't happen anymore. They'd be mentally ready to play whenever we tipped it. And we were the other night, and to give them credit for coming back after struggling against Jefferson County.
Well, you get another little bit of a break here. Obviously, a lot of the games canceled last night on Friday. You guys don't even play until next Friday against Livingston when you get back into district play. But, Coach, I wanted to ask you, a lot of coaches kind of think in the season as almost three different types of seasons. You have kind of the first part of the preseason tournaments, non-district play, and then you turn into district play, and then you have the postseason, obviously. So you're getting ready for the district play. How do you feel your team has performed up to this point? You kind of mentioned the football guys kind of finally getting back into the rhythm of things, but how do you feel the team's playing right now?
Well, you know, I feel like we are we're on pace to really play a little better than I had anticipated, to be honest with you at this point. I thought it would be late January before we even had a chance to hit our full stride, but we're playing a lot better. We still got to clean a lot of things up and get a little bit more smooth in our transitions. But I do realize that we may be a little bit further along than I anticipated initially. And these guys have been practicing really well, and I think the time off probably gave them a chance to kind of settle themselves, and then once we got back in the gym again, we were a lot more focused, a lot more ready to get after it. But I, as a coach, I'm pretty pleased. Obviously, we'd like to win all of our games, but we're dealing still with a lot of inexperience out there, and there's a lot of things that we've taken for granted as far as just the game management stuff that we've not had an opportunity to go over. And we're kind of doing that on the fly, and they've responded pretty well. They're doing about all I can ask of them, and that's as a coach, it's about all you want.
We're talking with head coach Bobby McWilliams of the Upperman Boys Basketball Program. Coach, you're getting back into district play coming up next Friday when you guys take on Livingston. And at the start of that, it actually starts a five-game road trip for you guys. And it would have been six if we were able to play this past Friday. But how do you kind of keep your guys almost engaged and focused? Because obviously that's going to be tough. And yeah, on the back end of it, you get six straight at home. So that's a little bit nicer. But how do you kind of approach that both in practice and then when you guys are kind of in the middle of that road trip?
Well, we kind of focus on taking one game at a time, and that's kind of what we've done the whole time that I've been here. We just try to make sure that we're focused on task at hand, and our mantra the last several years has been we're going to control what we can control, and we went through a lot. Dating back from the tornadoes to COVID shutdown to restricted COVID to, everybody kind of feeling healthy, and then now everybody's getting sick again. So our guys are pretty resilient, and we talk about that. We talk about just handling what's in front of us. We're going to take one day at a time. We're going to practice when we can, and we'll play when we can, and we can only control what we can control, and we'll be ready to play whenever that opportunity comes.
That's head coach Bobby McWilliams with the Upperman Boys Basketball Program. Coach, we appreciate you joining us here on the Playbook Show.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll be back in a moment right here on the High School Playbook. Welcome back here on the High School Playbook. We're talking with head coach Rodney Pyle of the York Institute Boys Basketball Program. Coach, 10-6 on the season, and not into district play yet. You start that coming up on Friday, and I kind of want to talk about that record. You and I were just kind of talking about it off air, but 8-1 to start the year, and then it sounds like it kind of got bit by both the injury and the sickness bug and getting ready for that Sonic shootout. Since December 20th, you guys have taken five losses since that time, and obviously a tough time for the program. But I guess my question to you is, how do you kind of keep the team morale high and keep it in a good spot when you do have so many losses over a short period of time?
Well, that's a great question, because that's what I'm trying to figure out. And if you can give me any help on that, I'd love it. But yeah, that's the key question right there, is that we started the year out 8-1. We were playing extremely well, and then we went into Christmas break and went to the Sparta tournament and lost all three games by two points each, and we were in each game, but we had starters missing. The second game we had three starters missing, so we had starters missing each game, and so kind of felt good about those losses just because they were all against larger schools, and we just could never get over the hump at the end of the games. And then the following week we went to Kentucky, Scottsville, Kentucky, and kind of got back to playing a little bit better. We beat Macon County up there, and we also beat the host team, Allen County, Scottsville, and played extremely well against them. And then that third game against Elizabethtown out of Louisville, we just didn't play as well and got beat. And of course, they had a lot to do with that. They've got a very nice ball club. And so that's what we're trying to do right now, is we're trying to figure out how to get back on track. And of course, last night, you know, last night we played Cookeville. Cookeville's got an extremely good ball club, and, you know, we got a lot of really nice players, and we just, you know, we kind of hung around with them. We didn't think we played our best, but, you know, they have a lot to do with that. And so, you know, that's a great question you started off with, and that's what we're trying to figure out today. You know, through the holidays, the last 2 weeks, actually the last 3 weeks, we've played 9 ball games, 3-3-3, and a lot of them has been back-to-back. And so that's kind of rough on you, rough on your body. And then you've got the holidays, and you're trying to figure out, okay, how many days do you give off? Do you, you know, how much time, you know, you want to spend time with your family, they want to spend time with their family. So trying to figure out how to give enough time off to rest, recuperate, get away from it, but at the same time, try to stay a little sharp. And so we're struggling with getting back to being a lot more sharp than we have been here lately. And so, yeah, before we went into Christmas break, it'd be nice to recapture that and get that going again.
We're talking with head coach Rodney Pyle of the York Institute boys basketball program. Coach, you mentioned it being your first year. I kind of want to talk about Nick Smith, obviously a very talented player for you, both basketball, baseball, and just an athlete in general. How nice is it to have a player like that to almost rely on a little bit and help you through kind of a stretch like this one?
Yeah, Nick's been great. Nick's, you know, averaging 20-something points a game and just doing a great job of leading the team. And, you know, I'm very fortunate. I've got two really good seniors, Nick Smith, John Headings, and Nick. You know, he's a great athlete, great overall athlete. You know, if he hadn't signed with the University of Missouri, you know, he should be getting some offers from some pretty good schools, basketball wise. He's a great athlete, takes real care of his body. He's a great role model for everybody. And so he does things the right way. He tries to live the right way, and so he's just a real pleasure to coach, and I'm particularly glad to have him on the team this year.
He's been a lot of fun to follow along with this year, along with your team in general. Head coach Rodney Pyle for the York Institute boys basketball program, 10-6 on the season. Coach, we appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks a lot. Go Dragons.
This is the High School Playbook. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back on the High School Playbook, talking with head coach Michael Dodgen of the White County Girls Basketball Program. Coach, 13-3 on the season, 3-0 in district play. You just picked up a win last night against Stone Memorial back on Tuesday, 58-40. Let's break that one down a little bit. It's the first game back in Tennessee. You guys were out in Arizona for a little bit before that. What were the girls doing well to get the win?
Well, we moved the ball pretty well against their zone. Their zone gave us a little bit of fits early on, just finding gaps and doing what we needed to do there. But we moved the basketball well, got in transition and made some shots in transition, which allowed us to kind of extend our lead a little bit.
Obviously, you guys have been playing some good basketball, and this is your first time being back home. How nice was it just to be back in the friendly confines down in Sparta?
It was good. When you've been on the road for as long as we've had, and of course, we were here for the Sonic Shootout, but you know, then we went out west to Arizona and played, and we're gone for 6 days. It was kind of nice to kind of get back in a routine of being at home again.
I wanted to ask kind of about that the Cactus Jam, and you mentioned the Sonic Shootout. Obviously, that was home, but still a shootout, still kind of a tournament atmosphere. But then you took it on the road. You went out to Arizona for the Cactus Jam, and you guys went 2-1 and fell to a very good team from Ohio in the one loss. But kind of take me through those three games, through that experience. What was it like for your squad, and maybe what's a couple of things you noticed from your team?
Well, the good thing about going to play in tournaments like that is you do things and you see teams that you never are going to see again. And you're going to go up against teams that you do things with, that you can work on some things, and they can, you know, you're basically playing people straight up, and they're playing you straight up. They're not scheming or anything like that. So it was good to be able just to go and play a little bit. You know, I thought the first game that we played there against the host school, which was Sunny Slope, we did a really good job early. And then some fatigue kind of set in where we hadn't played in a couple days. So, you know, our legs weren't really underneath us. And then in the semifinal game, we kind of ran into a buzzsaw with Olmsted Falls, Ohio, and they're really good. They're a really good basketball team, very well coached, do a lot of good things. And, you know, they're, you know, 13-14-0 now and just continuing to move along. And the good thing for that program is, all their better players were juniors, so they've got a lot of people coming back. So they're going to be a handful for a lot of people for the next couple of years. then arguably, and it's hard for me to say this, but we played a team in the last game from Texas that was bigger than us. And we're a pretty good sized high school girls basketball team, but you know, they started two kids that were 6'4", and you know, I thought we did a really good job of responding after the loss to Olmsted Falls and played and did a good job there and ended the tournament on a good note. It was a good tournament for us. We got to take the kids to see the Grand Canyon. They got to go to a Phoenix Suns game. So we did a lot of sightseeing along with playing basketball.
Kind of going back, and I don't want to dwell on it, but going back to that Olmsted Falls game, what's maybe a couple of things either that you learned about your team in that game or maybe just something that you mentioned, that they're a very talented team. Maybe they were just too good for that day. But what's a couple of things you learned from your team in that loss? I know coaches always are going to go back and kind of rehash it and look at it again, but what's a couple of things you took from that loss?
Well, I was really disappointed in the way that we started out in that game. We did not compete in the first quarter. You know, they got up on us, I think it was 8-0. And we just kind of, I'm not going to say we laid down and didn't play, but we didn't respond the way that we needed to respond. And our effort wasn't as good as it needed to be. And that was our biggest challenge. I mean, we challenged them at halftime of that game. Second half was a little bit better, but we really challenged them the next night when we played Prestonwood. So we, you know, and they responded to that challenge, and I was proud of them for responding to that. But we learned a lot about, you know, you got to play defense for full quarters when you play a team that's really, really good. You just can't pick and choose when you want to play.
Talking with head coach Michael Dodgen of the White County girls basketball program down in Sparta. Coach, 13-3 on the season, 3-0 in district play, and now kind of through that second part of the season, or actually I should say getting ready for that second part of the season in district play, and obviously you got to take on Cookeville before that happens. But in your mind, you've had a little bit of a break to kind of break down and look at your team. How is your team playing basketball? How do you assess their play as of right now?
I think we're pretty consistent on what we're trying to do. I mean, it's been a complete 360 change for me with this bunch than in years past. I've always, you know, had teams where we would shoot 30 to 35 threes a game. And this year we're down to about 10 to 11 threes a game. So, you know, it's been a really good adjustment for us, and we've had to go back and fix some things and change some things. But, you know, we've had some young kids step up a lot. I mean, well, what some people, I guess, don't realize is we've only got two kids that saw significant minutes for us, you know, the last couple of years in Nia Powers and Elena Styles. Everybody else were just, you know, either JV players or didn't see a lot of playing time. So, you know, we had to revamp basically everything that we did. And these kids have responded extremely well to it. You know, they get along on and off the floor as well as any team I've ever had. And, you know, that's been the fun part of coaching this bunch.
That's head coach Michael Dodgen with the White County girls basketball team. This is the High School Playbook. Coach, we appreciate the time.
Thank you very much. Y'all have a good day.
Head coach Michael Dodgen. We'll be back in a moment.
Welcome back here on the High School Playbook. We're talking with head coach Jamie Gillis of the Cookeville girls basketball program. Coach, still undefeated, 17-0. And, well, let's go back to the Tuesday game. You won it 45-31, giving up 31 points to York Institute. And the least amount of points you guys have given up all season long. Just kind of take me through that game. What was working well defensively for you guys?
Well, we liked our matchups against York. You know, we were able to play some man and just keep them, you know, one of our goals was to keep them off the boards and not give them extra opportunities. And I felt like we did a good job of that Tuesday night.
Now, has there been any talk at all between either the coaches or the players, maybe in the locker room, about being undefeated at this point? Obviously, it's a pretty phenomenal feat. Or is it almost kind of acted as maybe a no-hitter in baseball where you just don't even mention it? Or is it something that you guys really aren't even paying attention to?
Well, I mean, we've talked about it. I mean, it's hard not to. You know, we don't have a loss, so it's kind of a big deal. So, you know, we talk about it, but we are very explicit in making sure we're talking about the next game, and that's the only game we're talking about is the next one coming up. And you know, once we get that one under our belt, we talk about that one, what we did well, what we need to work on, and then we just move on to the next one. So, I mean, I guess a little bit, but you know, we're just taking it game by game right now.
Well, let's go back a little bit. I know you mentioned you talk about, you can kind of go back and talk about it after you guys play them. Well, you guys have played fairly well, and especially down in Nashville and down in Florida. I kind of want to talk about those two tournaments. You go to Lipscomb, you win three games there. You go down to Tampa, and you win three really competitive games there. Just kind of take me through the experience of those Christmas tournaments that you guys played in, and especially that Tampa one. I mean, you guys had a game winner for the championship. That had to be a pretty cool experience for KK Graves and your team.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, those games are a little bit different because you don't really have the time to scout and prepare. And, you know, when we're at home and you have, you know, 2 or 3 days in between, you can watch film and really scout a team and know what to expect. And when you go on the road like that, you may have, you know, a few hours, you know, or a night before you know even who you're going to play, and then, you know, trying to get eyes on them and stuff like that. So it's different. But one of the things that we always do is we just say we're going to play our game. You know, we like to know tendencies of players. We like to know our matchups and how we're going to defend. But we like to keep things consistent the way we do things. We want to play fast. You know, we want to control the boards. And, you know, we want to set the pace and not let other people dictate what we do. So it's good going down there and being able, you know, I always ask to play in tough competition. I think that's just going to help us prepare for the months ahead. And so we played some really good teams at Lipscomb and in Florida. And so I think it helps us.
We're talking with head coach Jamie Gillis of the Cookeville girls basketball programs. They're coming off of two tournament wins down in Florida, and then they were supposed to play Sparta, obviously, back on Friday, last Friday night, but to that one getting moved back. So, fortunately, still getting to play that basketball game. But, coach, I wanted to ask you, obviously, the team's playing some pretty good basketball right now. You're 17-0, so nothing to complain about in the wins department. But in terms of your team's performance, what have you liked, and how do you think your team is playing in terms of, I guess, expectations?
Well, I think we're doing a lot of things well. There's still some things we have to work on, and this is a tough time of the year because, you know, we've been out of our routine with Christmas break and tournaments and things like that, and so getting back into a regular routine, I think, is going to be good for us, you know, where we're playing on Tuesdays and Fridays and having that time to prepare and, you know, trying to keep everybody healthy. So, you know, we're not where we need to be by any means. We've still got a lot of work to do, and so we get in the gym and talk about the things we need to work on. It's one really good thing I like about this team is I talk to them a lot, and I want to get their opinion. I want to know, you know, what they think we're doing well and what they think we need to work on. And 9 times out of 10, we're on the same page, and they're pretty good to know the things that we need to work on. And even though that may mean some defensive stance and slides and things like that, they're willing to do it because they see the end result.
What's one or two things that you guys, Amy, you just mentioned it, they usually bring it up, you'll bring it up if you have to, but what's one or two things that you guys brought up that you need to work on over the next coming weeks to get better as district play goes on?
Well, one thing we've done well, but it's also a thing I think we need to work on, is just, you know, maybe passing up a good shot for a better shot. And that's one of the things that, you know, a lot of people who've watched us play, they're impressed with that we're very unselfish, and we try to find the good shot. So that's something that we just continue to work on. You know, we don't like to run a ton of plays. We like to just let the girls read and react. And so just keeping on to having them cut and find that open man and really working together and finding each other, they've done a really good job of that. But that's something I think we can always work on. And then, you know, defensively, we've been good defensively, but, you know, there's just some things, you know, sometimes it's easy to kind of slack off or, you know, not always stay in a stance and not always do all those little things. So those are things that we just continue to work on. And, you know, it gets, sometimes I think we do some of those same things in practice, but like I said, they see the end result and they know that it works, so we got to keep on keeping on.
Coach, we appreciate the time. That's head coach Jamie Gillis with the Cookeville girls basketball program. We'll be back in a moment right here on the High School Playbook. Welcome back here on the High School Playbook. We're talking with head coach Taylor Denny of the Cumberland County boys basketball program. Coach, 6-10 on the season, 1-1 in district play. And I kind of want to start with that record. Something I found interesting when looking at the record, you have 10 losses, but it looked like in almost every single one of those games, you had a striking chance to win those games. Is that kind of how you felt about how this season has gone so far?
Absolutely. You know, before the season, we knew we scheduled really tough, and we knew that we weren't going to start the season, you know, 10-0, 15-0. We scheduled a lot of really good teams. So it's encouraging that we were in a lot of those games, but we've got to find a way to be able to win those close games because we were in every single one of those. basically until the end. So we did a little bit better of a job of that over Christmas. We won a couple at our Christmas tournaments against really good teams in close games, which was good. We've got to find a way to be able to do that in district play where it really matters.
You mentioned kind of figuring that out a little bit. You've gone 3-1 over the last four games. You win on Tuesday in a big game as well. What's kind of been that switch? Has there been anything specifically to kind of get you guys over that hump in those close games?
Yeah, I mean, they've really started to try to focus on the details more. We're still not where we need to be. And we had a bit of a hiccup in our first road district game, and I think that that opened our eyes a little bit. To make sure that we're focusing on the right things, practicing the right way every day, those kind of things. So it's been encouraging, but again, there's a lot of season left, so we've got to keep getting better at all that stuff.
Well, let's break down the last win for you. You took on a Clark Range team and beat them 76-43. The first time you guys have been at home since December 10th, so probably nice to play at home again and get a win. Just kind of take me through that win. What did the guys do well?
They did a really good job of pressuring the basketball. We did a really good job on the offensive and the defensive glass, and we really shared the ball good. I don't have the stats in front of me, but we had a lot of assists. We didn't shoot the ball great, so it's good to be able to score that much without just shooting it really well, but we did a really good job of sharing the basketball, so that was the most encouraging thing. And it was great to be back home, and we had a blast going to Hilton Head and going to Tampa. Kids had a really good time, but I know for sure I was ready to be back home, so it was really good to play a home game.
So looking at your schedule, you guys were on the road for quite some time, and obviously finally back almost after a month. But kind of going back to those Christmas tournaments and over break tournaments, how do you hope those set you up come postseason time? Obviously, everybody's trying to prepare for that as the season goes on. But how do you kind of pull from those games and especially those Christmas tournaments and getting ready for the postseason time?
Yeah, you know, there's a few things. You've got, you know, the postseason, there's a lot of distractions there is during those Christmas tournaments. A lot of neutral site games, which the postseason can get to sometimes, and a lot of, you know, 3-day in a row stuff. And if you get to where you want to go, you're going to be tired playing either every other day or every day. So you've got to make sure that you're able to push through those things. So I think it was really good for us, get out of town, find some people we haven't played, so that we could just worry about ourselves. So I'm hoping it'll really help us when the postseason rolls around.
We're talking with head coach Taylor Denny of the Cumberland County Boys Basketball Program here on the High School Playbook. Coach, kind of going back to that 6-10 record and kind of going back to what you had talked about and how you scheduled the tough schedule and now you're kind of in getting ready for district play. When you look back at the first part of that season, how do you feel your boys kind of handled that tough schedule and how do you hope that they're playing and actually how do you think that they're playing right now after that first part of the season?
Yeah, we're playing a lot better than we were. We're defending a lot better. We're competing a lot harder. I think it was good for us, but there were some struggles with playing that hard schedule because, you know, it's hard when you see these other teams maybe not scheduling as tough, but they're winning a lot of games. It kind of gets in your head a little bit that you're not. But I think that's what you got to do. Nobody remembers what you do the first 10 or 15 games of the season. Everybody remembers what you do in the postseason. And that's what we tried to explain. I think they really understand that and are trying to get better for the end of the year.
Is there anything specifically X's and O's wise in practice that you guys have been focusing on, just getting ready for district play in general, that maybe wasn't quite as good to start the season and you hope gets a little bit better as the season goes on?
You know, the two biggest things, and it's not specific necessarily, but communication and competition. Just making sure that we're communicating from the five people out on the floor to the other guys on the bench, having great energy, having great communication, and just competing all the time, no matter what we're doing. You've got to compete because that takes you. Yeah, it's great with basketball and you got to have it, but that's the rest of your life. You're going to have to compete with somebody for something. So we're really trying to hammer those two things home, and we think we can keep those things improving the way that they are, that we'll be good to go by the end of the year.
Head coach Taylor Denny with the Cumberland County Boys Basketball Program, 6-10 on the season, 1-1 in district play. Coach, we appreciate the time.
Awesome, buddy. I appreciate y'all having me on.
So that's Coach Denny, and this is the High School Playbook. Welcome back here on the High School Playbook. We're talking with head coach Dana McWilliams of the Upperman girls basketball team. Coach, 14-2 on the season, 1-1 in district play. You just pick up a big win over Macon County on Tuesday, 72-20. You had a pretty big contribution from Jayla Cobb in that game. She had a double-double, was a steal away from a triple-double, and did that all in three quarters. On top of her, what did the girls do well in that win?
Well, you know, we're really excited for Jayla. We've not had many triple-doubles in our program. Those are things that are hard to come by. But she's been having a really good year, so that's not really surprising to any of us. I thought overall our team was just a really good team effort. I thought very balanced in what we were doing, and we're really proud of them.
How nice was it to get a district win in your first district win of the season, and obviously maybe a game that you guys were expected to win, but still a district win nonetheless?
Well, yeah, this district, you know, is definitely tough, one of the best, if not the best in the state in our classification. So any district win that you can get, you're definitely going to enjoy it.
I wanted to ask about that, too. You mentioned the new district. You got you guys. You got White County in Sparta. You got Livingston, and you got Cumberland County as well. And, like you said, probably one of the strongest districts in the state. Does that change anything for you, maybe coaching-wise? Does it maybe give you a little more motivation to coach a little bit harder? Or is it still business as usual? The road might just be a little bit tougher.
Well, you know, we came from a very tough district in AA, probably the toughest in AA before. So, it's nothing new to us as far as having a tough district, but, you know, every team from the very top to bottom, all seven teams, you know, I think they've just got a lot of tradition here. They've got really good coaches. And so every night you have to be prepared, which is fun, but it's been that way for a long time for us. So it's really nothing new.
Well, Coach, you guys hadn't played at home since December 10th, finally back home against Macon County. How nice was it to finally mainly just get back in the state of Tennessee but also play at home?
It was really nice. It was kind of unusual, actually. It felt a little bit odd. We started the game and we didn't have a game ball because we haven't played at home in a long time. We forgot what we were doing, I guess. But it's nice, you know, to have the opportunity for the kids to get to play at home and in front of their home crowd. So we were really excited about it.
Coach, a lot of coaches will say, you know, that was the first part of the season. You get the preseason tournaments out of the way. You get almost the non-district play out of the way. You get ready for district play. Now, after that first part of the season, how do you assess the team's performance? There's high expectations for you guys. How do you feel the team's playing at this point in the season?
Well, I think, you know, 14-2. We've lost, you know, two games to two good teams. So, you know, I'm pleased with where we're at. It's a work in progress, and we knew that this year. It's not going to get any easier. It's only going to get tougher for us. And, you know, we're just trying to take it one game at a time. That's our been our thinking the entire season. And we're just trying to, you know, I can see some improvement. I feel like the tournament in Greenville, I think we came back a lot better team after playing in that. It was really good competition. And hopefully we'll carry that over into district play.
What's a couple of things that you saw kind of improve in that tournament and something that you'd like to keep on improving as district play goes on?
Well, I think we've had a lot of kids, you know, at all times we have two kids that really haven't, that are on the floor that haven't had any high school experience as far as on the court time. So, you know, I think just getting those games under their belt and then, you know, being able to go four games in a row, having to prepare on a short amount of time, understanding their scout, just being able to do that. I think that's where young players sometimes have a hard time, or kids who've not had a ton of experience, being able to have a quick turnaround with the scout and understand what we need to do for that game and having the right game plan. It's tough for them. And I just keep seeing those kids come in and just keep getting better and better and start, you know, playing an even a bigger part on our team for their role.
Head coach Dana McWilliams is who's on the high school playbook right now, the Upperman girls basketball coach. Coach, you guys played in multiple Christmas tournaments over break, and a lot of times you try to prepare for the postseason tournament. How do you hope that those tournaments prepared your team and yourself come postseason time?
Well, I think for sure the tournament in Greenville, it's just really good competition every single game. So you have to be on top of your game every single night with a quick turnaround. And so I think that prepares you for district play, region play, and then if you're fortunate enough to get to the state tournament, it's very much equivalent to what it feels like in the state tournament.
That's head coach Dana McWilliams with the Upperman girls basketball team, 14-2 on the season, 1-1 in district play. Coach, we appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Coach Dana McWilliams right here on the High School Playbook.
I want to give a special shout out and a thank you to all nine coaches who joined us for this Saturday's edition of the High School Playbook. A lot of big games coming up on Tuesday. Pickett County is taking on Clark Range on the girls' side, 13-3, both of them. Then it's Livingston and White County, and Green Hill and Cookeville battle each other on the boys' side. Join us again for the High School Playbook coming up on Thursday.